liver. A kind of pudding. Did you ever have liver
yeah,
pudding?
Yeah, we had liver pudding, but I didn't eat that either. That sounded good.
There are people in our history's past who used even the blood from the animals to make blood pudding. I've never seen blood pudding, but this book asks about it. Have you ever seen it or heard of it?
No, I've never heard of that.
No, I didn't think so. But this comes from the efforts of our forefathers to economize, and many times they used every possible part of the animal. Have you ever heard the term scrapple? Does it mean anything to you in terms of meat or animal?
No, I've never heard that term.
Well, it does not mean anything to me either, in that I've never seen it. I know what the term means. This is also a preparation made from the meat of animals. If butter becomes old and strong, you speak of it as being you know what I mean, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Butter becomes too old, it has a strong flavor.
It's rancid.
Did you ever use the term rank for something that was strong?
Yes.
Is rank a term that
yes. I've heard that quite often.
All right. Thick, sour milk that's been kept on hand until, well, you can't drink it as sweet milk. What is it called?
Clabber.
All right. Did you ever have clabber in your house when you were a child?
Yes, Mama had it.
Did she use it in cooking?
No, she ate it. She liked to eat it.
All right. Did she ever use it in making bread?
Yes, she saved that to make cornbread with, because she always said the sour milk made better cornbread than the other.
All right. What kind of preparations from soured milk do you use now?
Cottage cheese.
All right. I'd like you to look at these terms in my book and see if you recognize any of these. If any of these are words that you have ever used, to me they're unfamiliar, but if any of these are familiar to you, read them out to us now.
Cottage cheese is the only one that's familiar.
Hot cheese, Dutch cheese, these others are not familiar to you, are they?
No, none of those.
All right. The farmer goes out and milks the cow in the morning, and then he would come in and put a clean cloth or a wire strainer over a bucket or a bowl, and he would do what?
Strain the milk.
Strain the milk. All right. If you prepared apples and baked them in a deep dish, what would you call that?
A deep dish apple pie.
All right. Do you have any other names for apple pie that you could mention?
Cobbler.
And deep dish apple pie. All right. If someone has a very good appetite, you say he sure likes to put away his
food.
What do you call the sweet liquid that you might make to pour over a pudding?
A sauce.
Food taken between regular meals is called?
A snack.
All right. Now, using the word eat, I want you to complete this sentence for me. I will blank breakfast at 7 o'clock.
I will eat breakfast at 7 o'clock. Yesterday at that time I had already eaten.
Last week I
ate it.
Breakfast every day. All right. What do people drink for breakfast?
They drink coffee.
Tell me how you make coffee in your house.
I use instant coffee.
Well, tell me a little about the process.
I just boil the water and take a teaspoon of instant coffee and put it in the cup. And pour the boiling water over the cup.